You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, and today is the 21st of July, 2021. I'm Joe Vicnicki, joined online today by Rick Fritsch, lead forecaster with the Weather Service. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Joe.
Kind of more of the same, some rainy spells, some breaks in the weather. What is this system we're in? Pretty typical, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is pretty typical. I've been looking at Petersburg's temperatures over the last several weeks, and they're pretty much right in the line with what we consider normal for daytime highs and overnight lows. Nothing really, really outrageous as far as high temperatures, nor are we setting anything close to record low temperatures either. And also, as we approach the beginning of August, would be the warmest period of time in the year in Petersburg. And after about the beginning of August, then we have that slow decline in temperatures as we head into the fall.
You could feel it in the air a little bit this week, I think, that tinge of fall coming on.
Yes, the cloud cover has definitely dampened the temperatures across a large portion of the panhandle. Those places that were sunny, actually even just yesterday, farther north from Petersburg, there were some temperatures in the mid-70s still. But not so the case. Petersburg and southern portions of the panhandle have been experiencing these last few days has been cloudiness that's resulted from the easterly wave activity over British Columbia. That's also included thunderstorms, but those thunderstorms typically and traditionally have a very hard time getting over the ice field onto our side of the international border. And that's been very much the case this whole week.
Okay. We had a little bit of rain. It didn't seem extraordinary, though.
Nope. Not a whole lot of rain. And as I'm looking at the graphs for what's normal through the accumulations beginning with January 1st up to now, Petersburg is just a little bit shy of what would be considered normal. Not dramatic, certainly not drought category, that's for sure. Specifically, what would be normal for this time of year is just a touch over 47 3/4 inches, whereas what has accumulated so far is just a touch under 44.5 inches. So not dramatic, but a little bit drier than normal. And, well, we're going to get back into the more rainy part of the year, so it's going to be very easy to make up those missing few inches.
Okay, so what's coming up in the near term here?
Near term, beginning tonight and going through the weekend, we have a front that is currently out in the middle of the Gulf and making its way to the east. Not a whole lot of wind on the inside down at the surface associated with this, but it probably will result in some turbulent flying conditions at the 3,000 to 5,000 foot level, as well as some rain. And I've mentioned this before, and I continue to mention it to family and friends. I'm not at all unhappy about the rain when I consider what's happening in the lower 48 in the western part of the country.
Sure. Got to keep that in perspective. Hey, I had a question suggested by a listener who wondered about fog conditions and what creates fog conditions. He had noticed we had a couple nice days this past summer, or past few weeks, one day after another. One day had fog, one day didn't. What would cause that difference when it otherwise seems relatively the same weather?
Yep, pretty much the same. Often when you have a situation like that, you have a foggy morning, and typically that will happen after a day of rain when the ground is still wet. And then the fog develops as the temperature falls overnight to what's called the dew point temperature and essentially maximum relative humidity of 100%. And then all of a sudden you have fog, especially in the light wind. So then you have it what's called a drying day, that first nice day after the rain when you had the fog. The following day, after a day of sunny skies and a chance for the sun to evaporate all of that moisture that's on the ground, the following night, the dew point temperature is much lower. So even though if the temperature goes down to the same temperature it did on that night where you developed fog, it doesn't go down low enough to create the 100% relative humidity and thus no fog.
Got it. Okay. Makes sense. Thank you. All right. Anything else to know for this week?
I would say no. It's very much looking like a typical July up here in Juneau, that's for sure. We're back to overcast skies and drizzly conditions. It's a quiet day in the office here. We don't have any major storms in the Gulf. The lightning is staying on the Canadian side, and we're going to have that front come in. So, yep, it's that's our summer.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for the time, Rick.
You're right.